This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are approximately 489,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. In the United States, that figure is more than 124,000. The number of infections worldwide approaches 9.6 million. In the U.S., it's more than 2.4 million. Brazil easily has the third highest number of deaths and infections. The World Health Organization says several European countries have seen a resurgence of COVID-19 cases for the first time in months. WHO Regional Director Dr. Hans Kluge says in a virtual briefing, an increase in transmission led to the resurgence of cases. He says in 11 of these countries, accelerated transmission has led to very significant resurgence that, if left unchecked, will push health systems to the brink once again in Europe. Nearly 20,000 new cases are being reported in the WHO's European region, which includes 54 countries and 7 territories across Europe, the Middle East, and Central Asia. Privacy concerns and a digital gap were in focus as the world looks at contact tracing to help curb the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Contact tracing has been used for decades to control the spread of infectious diseases. The basic idea is simple. Track down infected people, then find everyone who has been near them and encourage those people to stay home until it's clear that they're not sick. As part of the world start opening up after months of lockdown, technologists and health officials are racing to develop smartphone apps to trace who's been in contact with carriers of the novel coronavirus. But privacy questions have been raised on how these apps work. The WHO said that compounding this privacy concern is a reality of the digital gap that is present in countries around the world. It's also said it's looking into why meat processing plants around the world are infection hotspots. This is VOA News.